Hey, good morning, everyone. Let me just trust me. I'm not wearing panties. Just my shorts are all packed up. But I wanted to do this outside because I'm so sweaty. I didn't want to sit down in my chairs because, I mean, we're talking soaked to the point that I had to roll my shirt up while I was running. But I wanted to come on and do a surprise live because this morning I had the opportunity to spend some time doing some just like thinking on everyone and doing some, I was listening to a few self-development things and something really stood out to me that I thought would be a great kickoff for our Thoughts 2.0 month. So if you don't know by now, I don't know what no BS rock you're hiding under or what no BS woman cave you're sitting around in, but Thoughts 2.0 is our program this month that we are. If you're a brand new person, just go through no BS. Do not worry about it. Thoughts 2.0 is what we call one of our weight loss resources. It's our extra courses that we create for you guys so that once you finish no BS, you have the opportunity to go through deeper dives into some of the things in no BS that you might just want to focus and work on. So the reason why I'm here is because this morning I was actually on a Clubhouse stage speaking. It was in a business room and they were talking about just like in the room I was in, it was talking about the concept between a broke ass mindset and a like a wealth mindset. And I like to pop into business rooms first thing in the morning because I like to listen to things that, and I encourage all of you to do this. I don't just sit around and listen to fitness people and diet people. What I like to do is I like to go and listen to people who are teaching concepts in other ways. And then I think about how does this apply to all of us trying to lose weight? And so this morning, the person was talking about a lot of people will sit around and they think about why they can't do things instead of thinking about why they can. Or they'll sit around and they'll, like, I was sitting there thinking, what is it that we do that gets in our way when it comes to really being able to lose weight? And I think a lot of it comes down to most of us sit around and we will think about our excuses, we think about our justifications, we think about our failures, and we think about all the things as to why things can't happen. And I will tell all of you, all of that will feel very true. And a lot of it, you can prove true. So I was sitting there thinking about, just a minute ago, I was walking and I was thinking about how would I teach this? One of the core things when it comes to thought work is really getting good at being able to figure out what are the facts of a situation and what are the thoughts of a situation. And then once you get to where you've separated those out, the next level is what facts are really a fact and what are facts that are debatable, which means, am I going to focus on this fact or am I going to focus on a different one? So y'all hang with me. So if I'm doing, let's say I'm one of you guys and I'm like noticing that I'm stalled out. Not really, I'm just half-assing, not really doing a lot of stuff around here in no BS, sitting there thinking, that Corinne, she's inspirational, but I'm just wasting my money. I'm sitting here listening, doing nothing. I don't know what's wrong with me. I have failed so many diets. A lot of us do that. Hell, fuck, I did that for years before I lost weight. So I get you. Don't worry. And I got your back. So a fact will be, I'm paying for no BS. I have, let's say you count all your failed diets. I have failed 10 diets and I've lost zero weight. Let's say that's your facts. Okay. Now, a lot of you will sit there and be like, okay, I've got my facts. And that will trigger a lot of shitty thoughts. Or you will list those facts and you will have to work really hard on coming up with thoughts that are believable about those facts, because they are so highly charged in your brain. Because underneath those thoughts, all those facts, is your core belief that it's going to be hard for you and that you can't do it. So when you guys think about thought work, I want you to start thinking bigger about it. I want you to start thinking like, What facts of my life are worth my time and attention? And which ones am I spending too much time on? And which ones am I not spending enough time on? So if it was me, I'm never going to sit around and think the fact of my life is the 10 diets I didn't lose weight on. It's the most useless fact of all. Because you have a fact staring you in the face today. Like, today has started, and I have today in front of me. That's a fact. It's a more useful fact. We don't need to sit around and try to come up with better thoughts about our these facts. Those are the ones that we just want to turn down the volume on them. So this week, when I teach you guys on Wednesday morning, we're going to be doing like coming up with new thoughts. One of the things that I want you to think about is before that, like, where am I spending time and putting my brain's focus in the wrong direction? It's like, I really want you guys to think about this because it's not helpful. And that's all I want you to tell yourself. It's not helpful when I think about that. So what is helpful to think about right now? Which facts, and this is especially for my girls with a lot of weight to lose. This is especially true for all of you because you want to always be channeling your brain to get better at going to what are useful facts for you, what are helpful facts for you, and then you can start compiling believable, motivating, momentum-building thoughts. Like, one of the ways to get to motivation and momentum and all of that other stuff is by first and foremost finding your most useful facts to think about. So if you are like, I lost 30 pounds on Weight Watchers, gained 35, and I'm in no BS, that's a fact. Or you could be thinking about this fact: I'm in no BS. Everything before it's irrelevant. And you just tell yourself that. Everything else before it's irrelevant. We don't need to think about, like, guys, I want you to think about this. Why think about your failures? Why even sit around and try to think more about your failures? Why, like, give me a reason why it would be beneficial to try to start today based on the evidence of some of the moments in life it didn't go the way you think it should have. It just is. It's not that we can't do all that. It's not that we can, like, hear those old shitties and work on new thoughts and do all that stuff. I just want you to think, sometimes we just want to take the easy road in thought work. And the easy road in thought work is to notice when you're wasting time in your mind. So for you guys, if you think about yesterday, I did it again. I had a Last Supper. I guess I'm stuck in that diet mentality. Then boil it down to one of these two facts. You can sit there and be like, the facts are I ate blah, 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 blah yesterday. Now, it can be useful if you're wanting to figure out what you're going to do different next Sunday. Like, if your mind is triggered to all the things that you ate yesterday and your mind is like, you know, I really should figure out what kind of thinking got me there, because then I'll be able to address it better in the future. I'm all in. Like, let's go. That is a healthy way to look at a fact. But if you're going to sit there and self-loathe and stuff, the best thing that you can do is to say, brain, here are the facts. Today, I can make a 24-hour plan. Today, I can figure out what to say to myself, how to think about myself, and how to prepare myself to have a good day. Put your brain to focus on the right things. Don't let your brain dwell on things that are just going to tripwire you into misery or tripwire you into hopelessness or make you have to work so much harder on your mindset than you need to. What this will do is, by the time you, let's say, and this is not just like, I know I can't, all I know is Anna Harrison Wright, who is my mother, has joined 1,000 times. Facebook will take somebody and glitch it on my app. So I don't know who's talking. I don't know what y'all are saying. I can't read a damn comment. Facebook is not helpful when it comes to the Facebook Lives. But one of the things that I would say is when you do that, like y'all are probably thinking, what about the discovery worksheets? Definitely do them. But I'm talking about all that extra time you're spending. Like, I'll do a discovery worksheet, but then I'll just sit around all day long and worry if I'm going to be able to stay on plan because I acted like an asshole yesterday. Like, your discovery worksheets are important. But I'm talking about, like, any time outside of your discovery worksheets. When your brain wants to, like, think about, all right, so what am I going to plan today? Well, you know, yesterday I blew it. So I better, like, it's like, wait a minute. Do I really want to be planning from this idea that I blew it yesterday, that I had an overeat? It's like, no, here's what I want to do. I want to plan today. Like, let me apply my focus where it needs to be on what I have control over right now. I ain't got control over yesterday's overeat. That shit's happened and done. But I can control how I talk to myself right now. I can control what I'm going to put on my plan today. I can control my mind. So that every time it wants to offer a bullshitting and be like, bitch, there's a sheriff in town right here. It's called reasoning brain. We gonna think about this. So you do your discovery worksheets, but the more you get to where you stop allowing yourself to think about the useless facts, it's like once you've done a discovery worksheet, quit thinking about an overeat. It's all done. You've done what you needed to do. You've learned from it. You've done your discovery worksheet. Guess what you should be thinking about? What you gonna do next? Get into future mindset. For all of you, when your brain is keeps trying to like diddle in yesterday, diddle in the last meal, diddle 30 minutes ago, be like, no, bitch, now and 30 minutes from now. Now, the next meal. Now and tonight. Like, keep your, that's called future focus. Future focus doesn't have to be 10 years down the road, a year down the road, a month down the road. It literally can be in the next 5 minutes. Where's my brain going to be in the next 5 minutes? It better be focused on here and now and what I'm going to do next. Because when, like, I want all of you to think about it. How skilled are you at going to your past and making it a beneficial trip? When you get to the point to where you can journal and look at your past and learn from it and do all the curiosity stuff, that's awesome. But the best way to get there is to first stop going back and practicing how to make it a shit experience. It's let's get used to going to the future. Let's get used to taking control right now. Let's get used to turning off the voice that is bullshit around our past. Then what happens is you start feeling better and you start getting some results. Then it's a lot easier to start like, you know, I'd really like to know why sometimes I think this. I'd really like to know blah, 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 blah. I'd really like to know why sometimes I do overeat. You will feel motivated and compelled. So I just wanted to talk about that stuff because I think as we go into Thoughts 2.0, it's really important for all of you to realize that the thought work is not as complicated as we make it. It's not scary as we make it. It's not as deep as we make it. Thought work is really just a lot of hearing your bullshit and saying, nope. And either thinking about a fact that's useful, just like you can either think about how, like, let's say last week was not your best week. You can either be thinking about how your last week wasn't your, like, here's how many overeats I had, Corinne. Here's the percentages I had. Like, you can spend time thinking about that today, or you can spend time thinking about how what your percentage you want for this week is. How you're going to get there, what you're going to tell yourself. Both are equally as true. Like, you're here today with 7 days ahead of you to get your percentage that you want, or you're here today and this is what you did last week. Both are true. Which one's useful? That's the thing. So if you guys will just spend a way more time looking at your facts, looking at your thoughts and being like, is this useful? If it's useful, you'd use it. If it's not useful, You either turn it down, shut it off, or change it. That's it. As often as it takes. As I like to say, at least give it 1,366 times on one thought that you're willing to shift gears, turn down, or change. About after that, you'll get the hang of it. Between now and then, you'll get relief from bullshit that you keep believing. All right, I'm going to get out of here. I just wanted to do a quickie. This is called Surprise Life because it's just I heard something this morning that spiked my little inspiration button and I wanted to come in and drop it. We will put this in the Private Member Podcast. We will put this in the video replays so you guys won't miss it. And I will see you guys Wednesday morning, 9 a.m. Central Time for the kickoff Q&A on Zoom for Thoughts 2.0. Bye, y'all.